This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
There's a hadith that says that he's not a believer who goes to bed full stomached and has eaten while his neighbor is not, or is hungry and his children are hungry. Is this hadith, first of all, is it an authentic hadith? Secondly, is it only for Muslim neighbors or general?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam rasulullah. This hadith Anas and hadith ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma both narrated similar, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not a believer, the one who will have a filled stomach, or, you know, fill his own stomach while his neighbor is hungry. Mm-hmm. And the narration in Anas, he said, while he knows that his neighbors are hungry.
Okay, he knows, yes.
Yeah, and Hadith Abbas said, and his next neighbor is hungry. الذي بجنبه. So, the hadith reported by Tabarani and others, and some scholars consider it, Al-Hakim also reported it, and some said it's authentic, like Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, and others. And the concept is absolutely correct, you know, that you should look after your neighbor. You should care for your neighbors, mm-hmm, as you care for yourself. And that applied to Muslims and non-Muslims. But always Muslims have two rights over you. Okay. Being a neighbor and being a Muslim brother.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't take away the right of neighbors to who are non-Muslims, or the right of relatives who are non-Muslim. But a relative who is a Muslim have two rights over you: being a Muslim brother and to you a sister, and being a family member. Right. So always it add, not to negate,
right,
when it comes, yeah, to areas like this. So definitely we should look after our neighbors. We should care for our neighbors. We should, even the sadaqah that we give and charity and the help that we give, we can't just be helping the people far away and we don't have anything to do with helping the people next door and people live among us.
Right.
Definitely this is something important for us to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. And that's why you will find so many narration of the Salaf used to, in the night, will take food literally and keep it in the door of the neighbor that they think they are hungry. You know, and, you know, without being noticed, the only time they figure out that somebody, this person used to distribute food in the night, either after they die, the food stopped been delivered, so they know this person,
oh, yeah,
who,
mm-hmm,
used to deliver it. And things of that nature. So and this is very, very moving. You know, deal of sincerity, respect,
right,
for the neighbor,
yeah,
so they don't feel like you did a favor to them. And that's a spirit of the Muslim, a spirit of generosity. And it's just not in only in the holiday season or in those specific months, or like Ramadan or anything. No, it is, could be year-long, mm-hmm, you know, where we always look after our neighbors and help them. And by the way, neighbors here in your neighborhood, also, it should be, in a larger sense, a countries. And in America, for example, we have neighbor countries. We have countries close by. We should also look after them. Where you are, for example, in Egypt, you have Sudan, you have Libya, you have Chad, you have and neighbor country also. Some ulama have said that as well, to make that in a larger sense. City next to another city. You know, and I hope that this will give us the spirit of always looking after one another. If we start looking at the people who closer to us, fix it, and go farther, we'll see a bigger scale of change in the world, if it starts with our world first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who cares about others and help others.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallah fiqh.